Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. It's 6:38 in the morning. It's going to be the hottest day of the week. And then Vinny promises that it's going to be perfect after that for the rest of the year. Right, Vin?
That's what I said.
All right. Time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Make sure you have the Radio.com app to stream Alice all day. Pardon me, I left a window open. I cannot do this show with the window open. Give me 1 second.
Why can't you do? I wonder what. I wonder if he can hear something outside his house. Why?
That's how I feel when I leave it open, too.
Well, yours, we'd hear a plane every 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. Why? What is the problem at your house that you can't do a show with the window open?
My giant yapping voice and my neighbors that are
right
there.
Oh, you'll wake the neighbors. I see. Got it. So you're just trying to air the house out during the breaks.
Yes. Well, yeah. No, the house is wide open now, but this room I'm in is right next to the fence, which is right next to the neighbors. And I've learned enough about my voice that I need to be a good neighbor and shut that window.
It carries in a way that no other voice really does. It has a certain timbre to it that just...
I am telling you, and I'm not... This is not me, like, being some braggy guy. I have friends who used to go, we got to the... This is high school, obviously, but they would be all... We listened to Hassan and followed that voice in. That's how we found the party. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. But of course... It's not. Anyway.
It is the way it is.
I have stuff to do. Let me get to it.
Okay.
Radio.com, please get that app. Listen to it all day, every day. And, you know, listen, we're open all day. And Jane puts, she's probably up now working on her afternoon show for you.
Jane, if you're up now, text me and I'll.
You got to listen to her. Enjoy. I mean, she's like
Bond.
The best.
Jane's Bond.
There she is. She's the best afternoon radio show host in the country. You're not listening to that?
Duh.
Get on that. Duh.
I mean, what are you doing? And by the way, stream us 24/7. Even when you're not listening to us, if you could just turn it down, but leave the stream running, that'd be
right.
Huge.
Thank you.
It would really, thank you so much.
As Sarah already mentioned, it's going to be hot today. South Bay, East Bay, and North Bay pushing 100. So, unfortunately, the first responders, today's the worst day for them, although it's been hot and windy every day. I don't know if, you know, the 5 or 10 degrees hotter is going to make it that much worse, but that's the case. It's going to be about 5 or 10 degrees hotter. San Francisco and Oakland are in the 80s, so that's, and for those areas, that's hot too. On the water, you don't expect to see 80s in the city. Real fast, the A's. They won yesterday and stayed alive in their three-game series. Go A's. Yes. So they beat the Sox 5-3. They've got, this is today. Winner moves on. Loser goes home at noon today. A's, White Sox.
Oh, my God.
Go
A's.
Is there a flyer?
It's so aggressive. Okay, you keep going. I got to go get my fly swatter. This is ridiculous. This thing is just coming at me.
It's not a hornet?
No, it's like a fly, but it keeps going right in my face. All right, I think it's gone.
All right. The NBA Finals, the Lakers won last night, and tonight there's a football game, and it's going to be bad. Both teams have lost all their games. It's Denver at versus the New York Jets. That's 5 o'clock game time, so not a great one tonight. All right, so I've already mentioned it. The fires up north continue to rage. This is going to be a tough day due to the heat. The front page of the Chronicle today, I was surprised to see this, although I was here for it, so I had a pretty good idea it was going to be a bad number. Santa Cruz County lost almost 1,000 homes during the CZU fires.
Oh, my God.
That's all of these Santa Cruz Mountain homes that burned are what they would consider affordable housing. So for those of you who might say, why would someone live out there in the woods like that? Because you can afford it is why. There's a lot of places that you go.
So these are down, long, windy roads and right in the middle of the forest?
They're in the mountains, yeah. I mean, the thing is, although I'm at the outside of the Santa Cruz Mountains, the outer edge, mm-hmm. we were evacuated as well. And there's times when I'm driving down the street and I feel like I live in the most beautiful area in the world, but I also look at all the trees and think, oh my God, we're surrounded. If that had gotten through here, that would have been it.
Yeah.
There's just no other way to look at it. So anyway, we've lost that much housing in Santa Cruz County and Napa County Napa, Sonoma, Santa Rosa, that whole North Bay area is dealing with the same thing. I don't know what the number will be. Obviously, we got this number weeks after the fire has been, contained and then put out. But it certainly doesn't help the housing crisis
doesn't.
We most definitely have one of those here.
We already had one of those. I know a few people who have whole families living with them in their homes.
Oh, at least you're on time.
I'm telling you, I've never met such an aggressive fly in my life. Like, F off. Oh my God. It's like right in front of my face, constantly coming at me. It hates me.
Okay. Well, what do you have, a strawberry mustache or what? I mean,
I don't have anything different than
so
all the other days.
What's so good about your face right now? All right. A survey. I like these things. Often I find myself going, wow, I've had all those things like in the last 6 months. That's crazy. A survey found the most stressful life events.
Oh, boy. You really have had a few of those recently.
I have. I've had quite a few, although I haven't had a divorce, and that's near the top of the list. So that's good. I don't want to even say that. Moving, though, is number one.
Yes, moving. Can I guess some of yours?
I've actually moved so many times, I don't even consider that on the list of stressors compared
and actually,
to the other
stuff. You moved into this house a couple years ago, so you're settled, right?
I'm going to stay right where I am. I would love to have roots. It would be incredible to just
be... For the rest of your life, just
parked.
Be there.
Yes, it would be great.
Let me guess, how about a family illness, which you have been going through, continued to?
Let me see.
A wedding.
Yes, weddings. Getting married is at number three.
Mm. What did you already say what number one was?
Moving.
Oh, yes. Moving, and then what's number two?
Going through a big breakup or divorce.
Okay.
Getting married. Marriage. Having kids.
Yeah, all these things. Boy, your life.
Mm. These are the biggest stressors. Starting your first job, changing careers, sending your kid off to college.
Mm.
Now, was that more stressful when you were wrestling with him leaving the country or even leaving the state?
There's just a lot to do, to tell you the truth. I mean, I think that, I was fine with him leaving. Like, I didn't, I know some people who had like real breakdown, like, oh, my baby is leaving. I'm like, get out, go have your life. Like, go. Of course, he's back now. And he was just across the bay. So it just wasn't as traumatic for me as I think it is for some people.
Right.
The problem is that there's so much to do to get that kid packed and ready and out of the house and moved into this new place. And, that it's stressful because you got to put your own life on hold while you figure out your kid's life.
Right. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know that he's very fortunate that, and I think a lot of American kids are, it's just the way things have gone, but parents take care of their kids' stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not, hey, look, we're going to pay for it, but you got to do everything else. It's not that.
Right.
Even that is like, no, we'll get you a place and we'll get you set up and we'll drive you there and we'll move your stuff and we'll.
Well, we support him. He's our child, and support him not just financially, but. We're supportive parents. What do you want to do? Well, let's see how we can support that.
That's what I'm saying. I think a lot of American parents are. I don't think that many kids were told, well, yeah, figure it out. Get yourself there. Here's the money.
Oh, goodness. They still give them the money, but no, that's it. That's the end of financial support, and that's all. friend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think the point I'm making is that parents take all the stuff on, all of
yes.
it. They don't just go, here's the money, now go figure it out. What else do you need? Money's not enough.
You know, it's funny because, of course, that is probably the way it should go, right? Like, the kid figures it out, and they probably would. But I think that it's like a lack of confidence in our own kids, you know? Like, well, you can't. Let me do that. You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me take care of that. But I think that that's part of what the kid learns from it, is that they are going through it. So he was very involved in the process and watched how it was done. And I made him call his own utilities to get that set. You know what I mean? Like, I'm right here and I'll help, but here's what you have to do.
Did you get it?
I will get it. I'll tell you that. If it keeps coming at me like that, how can I miss it?
These are the 10 most stressful life events. Sending your kid off to college was there. Starting college yourself, dating someone new, and getting a new pet. Although there are some missing from the list, like losing your job, which people around here are dealing with. Dealing with a major illness, which you just mentioned.
We've got some of those in my house right now. Yeah.
And the death of a loved one, also not on the top 10 stressful events, life events. So it's a flawed
surprising
list. Yeah, I agree.
While moving is very stressful, I actually think that divorce sounds way more stressful to me. Like, especially the ones that go ugly. Ugh.
And I don't, unfortunately, the stories I hear, it just becomes, it's like a miracle if people somehow amicably split. You know, they use that term?
Yes.
Yeah,
they consciously uncouple.
Right. You hear that, and then but you actually hear about the divorce and go, oh my God, it's a horror show. Yikes. Mm. This next story is a trip because often we hear that Subway is a healthy choice. Subway sandwiches. Get the healthy fast food, right?
Well, it's still a bunch of carbs and fatty meat. Like, it's not, maybe it's better than a greasy fried burger, but I don't know, fast food in general.
Right.
But yes, I've absolutely heard that, Vinny.
This story comes out of a court in England where they just ruled that the bread they serve sandwiches on at Subway doesn't count as bread legally. It's filled with too much sugar.
Oh, so it's more like cake.
Ireland taxes different foods in different ways, and bread is one of the staple foods that qualifies for no tax.
Ah.
And so they actually had to look at the ingredients and decide the bread at Subway has sugar levels that are 10% of the weight of flour, and that under Irish law, it needs to be less than 2% for it to be counted as bread.
Is the bread... I don't want sweet bread, actually. I mean, that is cake. Like, is that the same thing in America, this 10% flour?
I have to assume it's the same. I know that if you go into a Subway when they're baking their own bread, it smells great.
Sure.
It's that the smell of baking bread really does smell good. So they do that there, or used to. Maybe that's changed. I haven't been in one in many years, but... They say the court ruled in Ireland that Subway's bread is more like a sugary bread-like substance, which means it's not tax-exempt.
Oh.
And this went down in court, so...
I wonder if they'll change their bread recipe, make it a little healthier.
Well, it just made the news, so, you know, for a while there that they've clearly been getting away with it, and now it ended up...
Right. Exposed. They've been found out.
Speaking of candy, Halloween candy sales are up 26% this year, even as Halloween looks different. And Halloween's still a month away. And
how is that possible then?
Well, look, I like to buy the candy and have a piece each day.
I like to buy the candy and have a bag each day.
Well, I don't.
That's why I don't buy the candy till right before. It's still there. They still have plenty of candy. You don't have to buy it early. And if I do buy it early, I'm going to eat it all and need to buy more to eat.
They say here that people are not buying all that candy to give it to kids. They're eating it themselves. That's part of the quarantine 15 or wherever you're at now. I don't know what we're talking about in terms
of weight gain. If that's, you know, out of desperation, like everybody looks, maybe people look forward to Halloween because they get to get the bags of candy. Like, oh, well, I'll just have a piece or two. And nobody questions that you're buying giant bags of candy. And so now, under the guise of, well, I don't know if there'll be Halloween or not. I really want to be ready for it.
I want to be stocked up. Sure. Yeah. Look, one of the things I do, because I have a sweet tooth and I need a little something after a meal, I keep those candy. I just eat a little candy bar. There's my dessert. I'm sure that it sounds
fun size.
It sounds like that's not enough for you, Sarah, but
it's
for
not.
Me, that actually works.
Well, when I know that the stuff's in the house, that's it. I tell John all the time, don't buy anything good. Only buy crap. I don't want anything that's going to tempt me. I'll just eat it. It'll be on my mind. It eats away at me. Eat me. Eat me.
What'd you just say?
I said, eat me, eat me. That's what it's yelling. It's the pantry is calling me right now. I know for a fact there's a bag of Cheetos in there. Oh,
the Cheetos talk to you too?
Oh my God. All the food talks to me. All the good stuff, you know? And by good, I mean awful, bad, terrible for you food.
Right.
John buys
oh,
these.
Oh, by the way, oh, how was that pulled pork?
Oh my God. It was like Nirvana.
She kept picking at it yesterday during the podcast. And John was like, yeah, it's not ready yet. Can you wait till
ready.
The afternoon? She's like, I'm just having a bite.
Just
have another bite.
I took a little bite of it all day. It was so good. It was
this
calling
is,
me.
This is what you were up to during the Johnny pod?
During the whole day. You know? Because the problem right. is, I couldn't go outside. Even when I did go outside, I had to come right back in because it was so hot and the air smelled terrible. And then I come back in and it smells so good in here. Oh, my God. It had slow cooked from 9 p.m. the night before and just, oh, my God, so good. And then we put coleslaw on it and we buttered the buns and grilled them. Oh.
Everything at that house ends up
is delicious.
To be pro. I don't get it. Like, you guys can't. Everything's pro to the absolute max.
John does not half-ass anything.
Good for you guys. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I got a few minutes for, or a minute or two for a couple of these. Let's see. Did you know McDonald's fries in the UK have four ingredients? Fries in America have 13 ingredients, including meat. What?
That's not true, is it?
408. I'm going to need more than that for...
Is it because they're fried in lard instead of in vegetable
probably.
Shortening or whatever?
Yeah, probably, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know anything about their recipes. I shouldn't have read
that.
Yeah,
I don't either. I'm loving it.
408 says, on the petition for dissolution of marriage, it says, irreconcilable difficulties.
Difficulties? Wow. I thought it was differences.
Where is going through a pandemic or being locked up with your spouse for and being locked up with your spouse for 6 months or watching the presidential debate on that list.
Oh my God, that was so stressful. I went back and watched more of it yesterday and it is actually disturbing on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
707 says, not all parents, Vinny. Some parents don't even give any help, including financial. I do know that. I'm aware, but it's a lot of kids have that. We're going to get you set up. We're going to get you moved. We're going to get you moved in. I've seen on Instagram a lot of people, and not all people I know, but different people I follow, where the mom fully decorates the room, too. Like, the room is the dorm room looks nicer than...
I was like, oh, I didn't even know that was a thing. Was I supposed to do that?
Right. No, the guys. So when I went to college, a couple of my buddies got into UCSD. And so I was going to my junior college and those dorms looked like jail rooms. It's a cot in a brick, you know, room. And there's no
UCSD.
At UCSD, yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised.
I know, and it's an expensive school, but they look like jail rooms. When I see what people have done to the rooms now, I'm like, oh my God, it looks like your home bedroom. All the work that goes into these things.
Let's bring all your posters from home. Get your Bon Jovi down.
Right.
Let's get that
Bon
up here.
Jovi.
Whatever. I don't know.
Jesus, good reference.
Anyway. I'm thinking of my own college experience, I guess. Get all your horse posters down.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The 50 highest earning celebrity brands and more after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.